If you've been listening to our coverage this week, you may have heard me use the word Latinx. I've been using it along with Latino and Latina as we've been speaking about the tragedy in Orlando. Latinx is an attempt to be inclusive of non-binary people, those who feel neither male nor female. One person who's been using the term for a while is Jack Guemi. Jack is an Afro-Latinx writer in Orlando.
So in Spanish, a lot of words are masculinized and feminized. Mm. So you have the O and the A at the end, an O and an A. I guess I should try to make that as English as possible.
Right.
So Latino is supposed to be a masculinized term. It would imply a man or male or masculine person who is of Latin descent. In Spanish, the masculinized version of words is considered gender neutral. But that obviously doesn't work for some of us because I don't think it's appropriate to assign masculinity as gender neutral when it isn't, no matter how lightly that is implied. So the X, in a lot of ways, is a way of rejecting the gendering of words to begin with, especially since Spanish is such a gendered language.
I mean, identity is such a complex topic. It's informed by race, by sexuality, by experience, but like none of them really completely define identity. How do you identify?
So the words that I use is a queer non-binary femme. And if you want to add like of color, Boricua,
right.
Afro-Latinx, like I am all about that. Those are the main words that I use when it comes to myself. I even have on my social media profiles, this is gender neutral titles and pronouns required.
What about the conversations you've had with binary friends and family about gender identity? How have you been able to kind of connect with them through these multiple descriptors?
I haven't really had a conversation with my father. My mother actually was the conversation that it actually was a conversation, and it was a very emotional conversation because when it came to the concept of being of a binary gender and my name's Jack. So she's asking me, so are you a boy? And I said, no. She goes, so are you a girl? No. Okay, then what?
That is that when you laid on her emotional. The idea of Latinx or it's not even the moment for it?
It's really difficult to explain a lot of that because she's of a different generation, obviously, but also, you know, she's from a small island and Spanish is, especially the way that we speak it in Puerto Rico, it's not so grammatically correct. It's more slang. She speaks English and Spanish. Both my parents do. But I don't think the concept of gender neutral language really made sense to her. Although I do see she sends me birthday cards and things and little notes in the mail. And she is, you know, very specifically trying to not just, you know, use gender-neutral language, but also refer to me in things that could be used for any gender. You know, my little one, you know, my child. It's very sweet. Strangers are easier because they're, you know, already in a position to, hey, I got questions. Can I ask them? Yes.
Like all romance languages, Spanish is a heavily gendered language, from pronouns to adjectival agreement with nouns to professions like salsero and salsera. Is Latinx the end of the fight for inclusive language, or do you think it's just the beginning?
Oh, just the beginning. Absolutely just the beginning, because that's just one word. You know, there was a joke made at my day job the other day about how I should be a teacher. And there's somebody I work with who also speaks Spanish and was like referring to me. Since I'm very femme and feminine presenting, I often get feminine pronouns thrown at me or feminine titles thrown at me. So she said, oh, maestra. Maestra is teacher in Spanish, but female teacher. And I said, no. Maestrex. So I think
adaptation.
When we can apply. Yeah, absolutely. Because we adapt to survive in this kind of environment. You know, we also adapt our language. It's vital to just expressing who we are and being able to explain to others and our own community, hey, we're here. This is how you can be respectful of us. Acknowledge us.
Jack Guemi is a Afro-Latinx writer, or if you're into the brevity thing, Jack is a writer in Orlando. Thank you very much.
No problem.